Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The next time I'm going to sit in the grandstand.
Say hey, fellas, what's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
Sports Radio 92 and the game at AntoniTheGame.com. Sammy Gregg getting ready to turn things over at the John freaking top of the hour. But hey, before we go this morning, we've been reflecting on the life and the career of the late, great Willie Mays, who passed away yesterday. And they're playing a big celebration. It turns out now a big tribute to him tomorrow night when the San Francisco Giants play the Cardinals at Rickwood Field in Birmingham. And Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro League Baseball Museum. We've been trying to get him all morning.
Yeah, we have.
All over the place.
Yeah, we have.
We're sticking with you. Good morning. Welcome in to Sammy Gregg this
morning.
Hey, good morning, guys, and thanks for hanging in there with me.
What is your morning? What has your last 24 hours been like?
It's been a little crazy. Now, it was hectic, you know, just with all the festivities in and around this celebration that is going to take place officially on Thursday. It became even more hectic with the sad and untimely passing of Willie Mays. Even though he was 93 years old, it still feels like Willie Mays should not die. And of course, as we continue to remember him, he will live on in our hearts and minds forever. But it got a little crazier after his passing.
Yep. To the game tomorrow night, was set to honor the Negro Leagues. I feel more people are going to tune in now to see how they honor and remember Willie Mays. More people will get a chance to see the Negro League story.
And you know, it's almost poetic in some way because we are now preparing here to give him one of the most amazing memorial services of all time with an international baseball audience tuned in to not only celebrate the history of the Negro Leagues, but remember arguably the game's greatest player. And for him to have started his career in the Negro Leagues certainly makes this story even more deeper and richer for all of us who are stewards of the history of the Negro Leagues, as I am, obviously, in my role as president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum there in Kansas City.
Bob, I was just asking Sam this, and I was thinking about this tribute and how it's going to grow now, and wondered if there's a stadium in Kansas City at the museum, you know, much like the Canton football stadium. Do you guys have one there or plan to build one there?
Well, you know, we have the Urban Youth Baseball Academy right behind the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, and the building that the Negro Leagues were formed in, we're renovating that building. There's a little miniature baseball diamond, and of course the stadium that was in Kansas City has been torn down years ago where the Negro Leagues played. Mm-hmm. But we'll definitely find some fitting way to also celebrate the legacy of Willie Mays.
That's why I asked you, because as you talked about pivoting and making this now this incredible tribute to him, there's going to be a whole lot more people that are going to want to be a part of it. You mentioned international, and there's only so many seats at the stadium in Birmingham. Is there a consideration, or will there be conversations about, okay, let's do what we're doing this weekend, but then let's partner with somebody, Negro League Museum and others, and do it in a bigger stadium, maybe down the road somewhere?
Well, I cannot imagine that they won't do something in San Francisco. You know, even with everything that's going on here, and I was just in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, had a chance to get into the clubhouse, talk to the young athletes, to help them understand just how historic this event was. It's not one of 162 games. You know, Major League season is a grind, but this is more than just one of 162 games. They are, in essence, making history. Now that history takes on an even deeper meaning with everything that has transpired, because a fallen giant in Willie Mays, who was a fixture there at the ballpark, you know, before his health started to decline. And so I'm sure the Giants, but I'm sure all 30 major league teams.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We'll do something in honor of Willie Mays. So this celebration of his life will continue, I'm sure, throughout this season. And, of course, we've got the All-Star Game coming up in July. And I would imagine that there will be something done specifically, you know, as we celebrate him at the All-Star Game. Considering he had, I believe, 24 All-Star appearances.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Sam.
24 All-Star appearances. We're spending time on the waitfor.com outline. Bob Kendrick, he's over in Birmingham. He is the president of the Negro League Museum. And you can follow him. He is social at NLB Imprez at NLBMPREZ. I'm a native of Birmingham. I grew up going to Rickwood Field. They've upgraded that facility to Major League specs for this game. What if something could take place there on an annual basis, national high school tournament or a national something that brings people back to this facility that has been upgraded?
Well, I tell you what, Sam, I wish you could see this ballpark, man, because you've got something to draw from. You saw it before. Now, they didn't mess with the structural integrity of the stadium, but what they've done in transforming this field to make it Major League ready is absolutely incredible. The city of Birmingham is going to be left with a great, well, it's a monument, it's a shrine, but it's an active shrine. And you're right, it begs for something significant to happen, whether it's a high school tournament or HBCUs coming in to play there, whatever. We need to make sure that there's something that is significant happening on an annual basis. And what a perfect way to honor the Birmingham Black Barons and its greatest player, Willie Mays, even though he was just 17 years old when he played for the Barons.
Yeah.
He hadn't even scratched the surface of his greatness, but you saw something in this kid from the day that he walked out on the field as a 17-year-old playing with grown men. And I was doing an interview earlier this morning, And I said, even if you weren't a fan of baseball and you came to a game and you saw Willie Mays on the field amongst all the other players, you're going to pick him out and say there's something different about him. Just the way his movements were, everything kind of exuded excitement. It was going to capture your attention. And that's what he gave us. And that's why it's hard to be sad when you say Willie Mays' name, because he just elicited so much joy for so many fans who admired the way he played the game and how he conducted himself off the field.
Yeah, the first player with swagger.
Yeah.
That's it.
He had.
The first player with swagger. I want to ask you before we let you get out of here is, what should Major League Baseball do? Should or would you like to see them do? Meaning Hank Aaron's got an award. How does Major League Baseball, not the Giants, not the Negro League Museum, how does Major League Baseball honor Willie Mays going forward? What do they give him? What do they slap his name on?
You know, it'll be interesting to see, but I can rest assured that the commissioner and all of those folks there at MLB are already thinking about how they do something significant to remind us of the greatness of Willie Mays on an annual basis. Because that's what baseball does. And I think baseball does it better than any other sport because it's the most romanticized of all the sports. You know, we'll forever, for those of us who got a chance to see these and for those who are listening who may not know as much about Willie Mays, Google him and look at the images of him walking the streets of Harlem, playing stickball with the kids. That's why he became this icon. So I have no doubt that MLB will do something, and the wheels are likely turning right now as we speak in terms of something monumental to make sure that Willie Mays is never forgotten.
Greatest picture, Sam. I wish I could get it framed. I can't pull it from life because it's right in the crack, too. But it's a picture of him in Harlem, like Bob just described, playing stickball, but in front of his pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
It parked in Harlem. All these kids looking at the Cadillac, looking at him, and Willie's taking a swing. Shirt tucked in. Look, and they did it in color. It is a great picture. Love to get that one.
Bob, we appreciate
it. You know, it's so funny because we just 2 days ago, we announced the fact that he is in the video game MLB The Show, and you can play the video game at Rickwood Field with Willie Mays as a Birmingham Black Baron.
Wow.
And it's almost poetic.
That is fantastic. Bob, you are the custodian and the keeper of the history of the Negro Leagues. That's an awesome responsibility that you have, and this is a time when people are really after you a lot, but we appreciate you spending some time with us here this morning.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Guys, it's my pleasure. Thank you again for hanging in there and allowing me to be on the show.
All right. Enjoy Birmingham.
Okay, guys. Appreciate you.
There you go, Bob Kendrick. You got to get down. Everything that you've heard this morning makes me believe you want to get back home for a weekend, a little bit of time.
I'd love to be over there this week. You'll be, even if I didn't get into the game, I want to go to the game, but obviously, right, man, my cousin's going to get to go. But just to be in the city and the buzz and the atmosphere and the excitement about it. Yeah, yeah.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
half up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.